Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the July 22nd, 2026 Parks and Recreation Committee special meeting. Holly, roll call, please.
Candace Rutledge.
Present.
Steve Black.
Present.
Brandon Marks.
Here.
Manoj Batar.
Present.
And Catherine and Ben have not showed up yet.
Thank you, Holly. Is it okay to continue without the quorums?
Yeah, since we have four here, we're good. We have a quorum. Yep, thank you.
Great. Okay, we're now at a agenda changes. Are there any? Okay, I think it's a pretty straightforward agenda. Okay, next up, persons to be heard. For public participation on any item off of the agenda, not to exceed 3 minutes. Is there any public comment for items off the agenda? Okay, I'm not seeing any. We can move on. Okay, there are no minutes to approve. Are we doing any reports today?
I can give just a quick one in the interest of keeping this meeting short. I won't report on anything that's been happening other than this Thursday and Friday at Pioneer Park, our Pioneer Park of Alaska. We are going to be doing with the city, Outer Coast College, Sitka Recreation Foundation, and AARP of Alaska, and the community action team here in Sitka are going to be doing a park cleanup. That's going to include some minor maintenance, brush clearing, some power washing of the main shelter and other shelters, and then on Friday some painting as well. So from 9 to noon on each of those days, the park is going to be occupied by a bunch of volunteers and a few city staff, and then probably Friday for a bit, that we're going to be asking people to kind of stay clear of the main shelter and other areas that got painted so that all can dry. But that's happening this week.
Thank you, Kevin. Okay, Ben has just a
Excuse my ignorance on the Parks and Rec Committee, which one's Pioneer Park?
The one that's right next to C Mart. Yeah, that's little known. Sometimes people don't know that that is a city park. Owned and operated by the city.
Thank you for the clarification. Ben, did you have any reports for Sitka Trail Works?
Hi, thanks. Sitka Trail Works crew was on Gavin 2 weeks ago preparing for the Alpine race, repaired a bunch of steps last week at Sea Lion Cove, improving the estuary mud section, and this week back on Gavin. Doing some more permanent fixes to some of the band-aids we put on last week. We'll be out and about the rest of the season.
Wonderful. Okay. Would anyone else like to make a report before we move on? Seeing none, let's move on to unfinished business, which we have none. New business, we are at approve a letter of support for completion of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan. I can go ahead and provide an introduction on the purpose and goals of the meeting, and then we can have some committee discussion. Barb reached out to me and made me more aware of what was going on. I know that Kevin had gone before the assembly and was asking for 20,000 in assistance to finish that master plan from a professional firm. I went ahead and drafted a letter, and in support of that, I think it's going to be great for the community to have a good framework for some main goals that the community wants to accomplish in the upcoming years. Everyone can take a look at the letter and then we can discuss.
I appreciate you writing this, Candace, and definitely I'm in favor of an additional appropriation. Just as a little backstory, this committee initiated this process over 5 years ago. Sarah Lurie, before me, had been responding to Michael Colliver, then Building Parks and Grounds Supervisor's request for a master plan because city staff didn't have any direction and didn't know how to incorporate thoughts and suggestions from the community on making improvements. So this is ultimately coming from city staff, years of requests from city staff. The first appropriation that the assembly made was carving out just some of the remaining contracted services funds, right? That 14,000. And so the first appropriations request wasn't a full appropriations request. It was just, okay, we've got this money already dedicated to this purpose. Let's move that now while we have it. And we've now, a Sicker Recreation Foundation, of which I'm a board member, has gotten a full quote from a design firm. We know it's going to be about $70,000, give or take some, to pull this off. Sicker Rec Foundation with private fundraising is going to bring half to the table, and we're asking the city to bring about half with this additional 20 in. So a great deal for the city to be able to get a $70,000 plan for half the cost. And I'm really excited that we as a committee can advance a recommendation.
Ditto.
Did anybody watch the meeting or watch that? It was a little different, and you had to understand how the meeting rules work, because even though there were only two yes votes, we won for that rating, because in order to knock down something on first reading, it has to have four no votes. So it was a 3-2 vote. But the two votes won because there was only three no votes. The next time this comes up, we will have at least one more person, if not two. I'm not sure if Katie's going to be there or not. And then it's the other way around. Then it has to have four yes votes. The arguments against it seem to center around the procedure. That the Sitka Recreation Foundation had said that they would provide, when we put the 13 or 14,000 in, that the foundation would provide the rest. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't entirely get what the real objection was, but I tried to say it's no surprise that they weren't able to raise that money in this amount of time, because that's the nature of the beast, or that it costs more than we thought, because that's I especially in the last couple 3 years, I don't think we've had one project come in at what we originally costed it at. So at this juncture, one of the things that was brought up is that there was no endorsement of it from this body. So that will help. And then it's up to the people who care about this to beat the bushes, so to speak. So it's up to you. But like I say, it was a little bit of a different conversation. I didn't hear a whole lot of resistance to the actual idea. It was much more in the procedure and how we're paying for it, who's paying for it. So, like I say, if you really want to watch that, you can hear what we all said. I was a little caught off guard, to be honest, by the resistance to it. So.
I appreciate you being here, Tor, and I would love it if you could relay to the assembly at the next meeting the fact that this letter is merely a reiteration and in writing support, but this body, the revolving body of these committee, have endorsed hundreds of volunteer hours into this master plan up to date. And if we talk about leverage on this process, we've put in a bunch of work, thousands of dollars of volunteer labor so far into developing this master plan, and would really appreciate the city.
Will say that it would be much more effective if it came from people from this body than from me. They're used to hearing my voice way more than they want. So.
I'm curious on your thoughts. Is there any concern about it being contracted from? So we have the city, we have us as an advisory committee, and then the rec committee on top of that. That's like three layers, right? Is there any concern that this is being done by a third layer contracting that, like, you know, why is it couldn't can the Recreation Foundation funds go to the city to do the contract? Like, is there any concern about that process?
Maybe a little. Kevin, you were there too. I think the kind of messiness of it, the fact that there's multiple entities, was a little bit of an issue. But that's not unusual.
Yeah, I think there was some expressed concern about the end ownership and ownership to of the work that is being done. But I think it's also really important to recognize the fact that, as Ben's pointed out, this has been a very long process, and something that for quite a long time we've wanted a work product out of. And the city, not only from a resource standpoint, but also from a staffing standpoint, just doesn't have the capacity or hasn't had the capacity to get it done. So having the Recreation Foundation step up and be a willing partner in all of this, and being a really effective partner in it. I mean, they've already put the RFQ out, they've already responded and gotten a contractor on board with a scope of work already developed, cost estimates all, you know, wrapped up in all of that. They've really moved quite fast, much faster than we can usually operate within the city. And they've actually done it within the procurement guidelines of the city as well. So, you know, they're not taking shortcuts. They're just getting the work done. And part of that is because there's been a lot of volunteer hours put into it from a group of people that are really dedicated to seeing this through.
Yeah, I think that's the messaging too that we need to make sure we carry is that this is this extra layer is actually added capacity and increasing the efficiency. It's not another body to weigh in and highlight what you are you around and able to share that? But maybe your thoughts could be written down and somebody else could share. I mean, you have the legacy knowledge of having been here when a lot of the work was done and maybe Brandon too. I
Also,
don't think
James
any of the rest of
Polson
us.
and Sarah Laurie. So maybe I could try to talk to them.
Okay. Is there any change to the letter, or would someone like to put forward a motion to approve as is or approve with changes?
I move to approve the letter of support for funding request for Parks and Recreation Master Plan.
Second.
Okay, we are at public comment, strictly about this motion. If there's anyone who would like to come forward and turn on the microphone and state their name for the record and have 3 minutes to express their opinion. Is that on? Okay, great. Barbara Morse, and thank you. I'm a member of the Sitka Recreation Foundation. So I really appreciate you all having a special meeting and taking your time to do this because I do think that your voice is heard and it's very important. So I definitely encourage you to pass this letter of support. And also, as individuals, if any of you are comfortable either reaching out to your assembly leadership or attending the meeting and speaking out, I think that is also a very positive step. I think the points that you make in the letter are really right on. I was actually involved in 1991. That's when the city did their comprehensive plan citywide, and that's when the last Parks and Rec plan was done comprehensively. Since then, it's been updates, usually led by this committee.
I just would like to reiterate that the reason that we stepped up and got involved was because we were being told by assembly folks and others and agreed with it that without a master plan, it's hard to move forward on big projects. We don't have a good assessment of facilities, nor do we have a current picture of what the community priorities are. So that's why we stepped up to get involved. We wanted to make it happen. If you look at just recently at the last meeting, it was really good that the Safe Streets project moved forward. And it's going to bid, and the city will then be available to apply for funding. But like Candace said in her letter, you need to have that plan in place. And they actually received the funding January 31st, 2023. And since then, there has been a lot of billions of dollars of federal funding out there that the city wasn't eligible to apply for. So, we really have the best interest of the city. And even having worked with city staff over the years, and also having been a city staff for a short time, I know how important it is to have a plan as a guide and a reference point that I firmly believe that the if it's a 20-year plan, the $1,000 to $1,500 a month, a year is, a pittance compared to the amount of time it saves staff in research and planning and having direction, as well as dealing with the public. So again, I just really appreciate your support on this. Thanks.
Thank you, Barb. Okay, would anyone else like to make public comment? Okay, seeing none, we are now at additional committee discussion. Does anyone have any last comments before we move to a roll call vote?
It's more of a question, but is it like probably not in the time we have, but is it like feasible to do like a retroactive, like how much money do you think we saved by having a plan in the past? And that might be a good, if we have those numbers, it might be good to throw in the letter, because then you look 20 years from now and you like think about the potential savings as a way to sell the idea. But that would be some tough math probably.
Could also be something we share in comments
Yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thought.
Well, I just think also, like Barb just mentioned, it sounds like this is a predicate for getting anything done. So if we want, it's an opportunity cost that it's hard to put a number on, And so to me, that's real. And like we've talked a lot about fundraising and doing these big projects. We admire what Ketchikan's been able to do with their fancy facilities. And we're like this, we're rubbing sticks together over here, trying to get out of our own way. So I would just say, someone, making that point that there's opportunity costs where when there was a while back, there was shovel-ready money. I remember that, I can't even, and we couldn't take advantage of it. So it would be nice if we just had our ducks in a row and had competence in place, which these great people are clearly have. It's just getting through, I guess, the bureaucracy at this point.
If I might make one suggestion, not for the letter so much, but when you're speaking to this or writing letters, that I think one of the fears is that it's not just the money that the city's putting forward now, but that it will lead to asking for more money for projects, and that this doesn't require the city to put in to actually to build anything. Because I know that one of the issues we have is that the money from the Sitka Community Hospital Fund isn't going to be there for a really long time. It essentially doesn't exist. So the fear, I think, is that this is going to, people are going to make them say, well, it's in the plan, we need to do it. And so I think if you make it clear that this does not commit it, it just allows you to go after some of those shovel-ready grants and things like that. Will maybe allay some fear, some concerns.
My understanding of that process is that knowing like have an idea of our budget and stuff, isn't this like to me, this process is how we would not commit to building things that we can't do. Is that something that's correct? Okay.
Yeah, and that point is pretty clearly outlined in the MOA too, that it's not committing the city to any project. And just like our harbor master plan does the same thing. It outlines what you have, what you need to do to maintain it, and what it would take to potentially replace systems into the future if you so decide to go those routes. But a master plan doesn't ever really, it shouldn't commit anybody to anything. It just outlines the need.
I think we're ready for that roll call vote, Holly.
On the motion to approve the letter of support for funding of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan, Ben Huey.
Yes.
Brandon Marks.
Yes.
Manoj Batar.
Aye.
Catherine Prussian.
Yes.
Steve Black. Candace Rutledge.
Aye.
The motion passes 6-0 on item A.
Okay, it's a fast-moving process. We're now at persons to be heard for any item on or off the agenda, not to exceed 3 minutes per individual. If there's anyone who'd like to come forward and make a comment, I'm not seeing any. So we can adjourn this meeting. The next regular meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, August 11th at noon. And that's it for today. Thank you.
Thank you.